We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From Sports Illustrated, the brilliant and amazing Andrew Sharp is on live with us right now. Hi, Andrew.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Great to always talk to you, Andrew. I always learn a lot when I'm talking to you. We got Jimmy Butler. How happy should Philadelphia be that we got this guy?
Oh, man. I think Philly should be pretty pumped, to be honest with you. There are people who are sort of wringing their hands a little bit about what you have to pay him next summer, what it means for the future. Is this the end of the process? But I think the bottom line in Philly is that Sixers team wasn't good enough, and you could see it. You could see they just didn't have enough pieces around Joel Embiid, who, by the way, is playing like a full-fledged MVP right now. And so I think with Embiid playing like this, you want to give him a chance to really do something, and Jimmy Butler coming to Philly does that. It's not a guarantee that they're going to make a finals run or whatever, but they're at least going to have a shot in a series against the Celtics or a series against the Raptors, and I think that's a win.
Andrew, how big a troublemaker is Jimmy Butler?
It's hard to say. It's a point of contention around the NBA right now. Jimmy's weird, man, because, you know, if you talk to him one-on-one, he will be really engaging, gives you a lot of smart, thoughtful answers, and then you look up and you read reports of him going into practice and cursing out like his entire team. And I think at the press conference yesterday, he described himself as an incredible human being.
Yes.
And so like he doesn't always seem super stable. And I don't know what to read with Jimmy. And I mean, I think that the one thing that weighs in the Sixers' favor is that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are stronger, more stable young players than Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins were. So I wouldn't worry about those guys, but it's going to be an adventure.
All right. Well, you know, in Philadelphia, we don't mind that, Andrew. We kind of have fun with that.
But
but here's the thing that I'm wondering about, because Jimmy Butler had these problems there. Is he going to be able to deal okay with Simmons? See, we think Embiid's not a problem, but Simmons is a little tougher to figure. How do you see that relationship developing?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about that for Sports Illustrated earlier this week. I think that's the biggest X factor with the Sixers this season and the Sixers going forward. And really, I think the burden is going to be on Ben Simmons to kind of adapt and evolve a little bit and embrace maybe a reduced role offensively, because Simmons sort of insists on initiating the offense, but I think Jimmy Butler would be more effective in that role, at least at the end of games. And so there's going to have to be a little bit of an evolution with Ben and how he sees himself and his role, at least for the next year or two, as long as Jimmy's there. And because Jimmy Butler, the one thing I would say is, I don't imagine that he's going to bend very much when it comes time to sort of make this work. And I don't know if he should, because he and Joel Embiid are a decent pairing together, and their skills fit together well. And so it's going to be on Ben Simmons to try and make his skills fit into that sort of closing lineup.
But Andrew, you wrote something that nobody said, but I think you're probably right about. Last March, Simmons was playing like a top 20 NBA player. He hasn't played like that so far this season. He's regressed. In your eyes, Simmons, even before the arrival of Butler, has regressed from last March. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I think it's been overshadowed because there's so much weirdness with Markelle Fultz. And so there have been bigger problems for the Sixers. But Simmons is definitely not where they would want him to be, and probably not where Simmons wants to be. And part of it is just strictly a basketball fit. You know, I mean, Ben Simmons looked like a future Hall of Famer when Joel Embiid was out and he was playing fast with four other guys who could shoot, and they were running up and down the court at 150 miles an hour. And bring Embiid back and it gets a little bit more complicated. And so all of that stuff is going to be stuff that the Sixers have to consider. And, that's part of what makes all this so fascinating is, like, we could get to July and Simmons could be more valuable to the Sixers as a trade asset than as a piece of the next 10 years.
Oh, man, you mean to tell me that they'll look this year and go, you know, it's not going to work with Simmons and Butler. We got to get rid of Simmons. Do you see that as a possibility?
I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's impossible. And it's probably more plausible than most people realize right now. I think everybody in the Sixers organization today is saying, all right, we're going to make this work. Let's go make a finals run. And this is great. But there are just some inevitable conflicts that any outsider can see where, I don't know, there are going to be some decisions that everybody has to make in the next 6 months, you know, and Jimmy Butler is really expensive. And so if you're going to commit to Butler, it's going to make sense to want to have somebody who fits next to him. And that'll be tough. Again, Simmons has to sort of prove that he can do it.
Right, Andrew, it's clear that Butler does not have a high tolerance for soft players. He kind of proved that in Minnesota with Towns and Wiggins. How's he going to deal with Fultz?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. I think that Fultz at this point is going to take on a reduced role, and that's probably healthier for Fultz, and it will probably keep him out of Jimmy Butler's way. And so I think that's sort of the best solution for everybody, because Jimmy Butler – the guys he was going after in Minnesota were like Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, guys he was counting on for 40 minutes a night. I don't know if Fultz will be on that level for Jimmy in Philly. I think Fultz is going to get 10 or 15 minutes a game, and that's probably the best solution for everybody.
Now, I'm looking at John Johnson shaking his head, guys. That's the number one pick in the entire draft.
Yeah, that's great.
He's down to a part-time 10-minute player, guys?
That's what he's going to be, and that's what he should be.
That's it. So basically, when you do that, Andrew, are you acknowledging a massive mistake with what you did in that draft?
You know, I don't think it qualifies as a mistake, because I mean, you go back to that draft, you know, you talk to 90 to 95% of scouts a week before that draft, and Fultz was the guy. There's just certain things in sports that you can never really prepare for. This is one of the craziest stories we've ever seen. It's basically Rick Ankiel as a basketball player, and, you know, it's just like it all kind of broke down. And so I don't blame the Sixers for picking him, but you do have to sort of be honest about where we are right now in the cycle with Fultz and what he can bring them. I mean, now that they have Jimmy, it's time to go win. And I think everybody is on the same page. And if it's time to go win, Fultz does not really factor into the equation as much as he did.
Hey, Andrew, I want to share what I found to be the most charming moment during the news conference, because even though Jimmy Butler has not yet played in the NBA with Markelle Fultz, he was quite ready to diagnose the problems of Fultz, which I found amazing. Here's what he said.
He's a talented young player. I think that from what I can tell, a lot of things are mental. In his league, I think 90% of it is mental. If you think you can do something, you really can.
Andrew, is that a little sample of what we're going to get with Jimmy Butler? He's going to tell us what's on his mind no matter what.
I saw that too, and I appreciated it, because it is clearly mental with Fultz, and no one has really said that. So, yes, I think you're going to get some honesty, he's not always going to be very diplomatic. And again, that's going to be great some nights, and some nights it's going to make things look like a complete mess. And either way, you guys will have a lot of fun with it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Andrew. Sometimes you got to look at it from our perspective. If you were a sports talk show host in Philadelphia, would you be happy Jimmy Butler was coming here?
Oh, my God. It's a win for you guys.
Thank you.
It's a win for me as an NBA writer, too, because it's like, look, this Sixers team could work out great and make the East a lot more interesting, or it could be a total disaster. But either way, it's going to be fun.
If you had to say, which way is it going, Andrew?
I think it's going to end in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. No, so I don't know whether that's success or failure. But.
That's not good enough, Andrew. We just went out on a limb here. I'll tell you what, though. You are just fascinating stuff. And wait a minute, Rhea, you're going to have to read it. Andrew, I love talking to you. Every time I bring you on, I got to talk to Andrew more. Sports
yes,
Illustrated,
sir.
You're phenomenal, Andrew. Thank you very much. Appreciate
All
it.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.